Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Sometimes I forget perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Pieces, just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom Struggling Well. 'Cause we're all in this together. We're just Moms Struggling Well.
Welcome. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
We're back, but we're not having another interview with a random person from the internet. We are being interviewed by Kate with all of the listener questions that you sent in.
Love it.
I'm nervous.
What? You're always nervous. You don't want to be nervous?
I know. It's true. I always am.
You can, if you don't like it, just say pass.
Okay, you're right.
I disagree with that.
I plead the fifth.
Okay, so right off the bat, since you're nervous, one for Rebecca that Ooh. We've answered before, but they can't get it because it's a miracle. Nicole, 462. I still do not understand how Rebecca got pregnant with her tubes tied.
Seriously, girl, if anyone could give me the answer to that, I would like to know. I don't either, except that I still don't believe this, but my doctor said eggs can jump. Which just seems like ridiculous.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Was this one of your kids playing doctor that you went to get a verdict on?
Oh, man. Or someone who got like an online degree, online like you can become degree, a pastor right? to officiate a wedding.
I cannot for life figure it out because they went in and made sure that the first tubal ligation actually happened. Because they're like, well, maybe they forgot to do it and like just said they did it. But they could see, because you send in the tissue, like for, I don't know, I guess this is routine, but they're like, no, we can see the tissue that they sent in from the first one. So it was definitely cut, and I guess it grew back? I don't know. It's a mystery.
Now, does the doctor who's responsible, like the doctor who did it, does he know, he or she, that you got pregnant again?
No, because she left the practice in those 2 years.
Okay, listen, our next podcast should be investigating that doctor because I think she wasn't really a doctor.
That's a great idea. It can be like Serial, that podcast, like investigative reporting. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, we're going after you, not doctor.
I couldn't find that in your Apple Music library.
Stop.
That's your watch? Yeah. My watch won't even talk to me anymore. She's like, no, I'm done.
Got enough of you.
I'm like, remind me to do this. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Remind yourself.
Do you not have paper and a pen?
Okay, this one's for Emily and I. Have you and Em always gotten along so well? I think that's a good question. Because I think the other sisters might be like, what? I want a nice sister.
You have a big age gap, right? What's your age gap?
6 years.
Okay.
Like 16 years.
Okay.
Like 16 years younger.
Yeah, that's cute. So here's the deal. She was always so much younger that I basically bossed her around, but I think I was nice to you as a kid. I did tell you I'd give you candy and I never give it to you. And I was always needed everything to be clean because that's how I have always been. But you went with the flow pretty well. She always had a hat on. She always peed at the bed. These are the things I mainly remember.
That's great. Thank you.
We went to our grandmother's 90th birthday in Arizona, and grandma wanted us to read letters that we wrote. And in the letter, like when we were kids writing to our grandma, and when I was 10, I wrote to her about how Katie just couldn't even read. Well, she was like 4. So anyway, I remember she couldn't read. She peed everywhere. That's just kind of what I think of Katie.
So Emily hasn't always liked me, but I've always been nice to her. So we've always gotten along.
No, here's the deal. I think that there was a lot of drama in our house growing up, and I feel like I really tried to foster a good relationship with Katie. Robbie was like doing his own thing and he wasn't in a foster good relationship place. So, and we were really close in age, so there was, it was easier to butt heads with him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like I really tried with Katie to be honest and open and have a good relationship. And she's really quite easy to get along with. I think she wasn't so easy to get along with, we probably wouldn't have gotten along so good.
So if she didn't do everything that you said for her to do, then there'd be, yeah.
It sounds awful, but it's all true. I mean, I always just looked up to her, right? Because she's so much older. So when she would want to, like, paint my nails, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's on. And then she would, like, drive me places in her car when I was very young. She was just always cool. And that's why I do everything that she does now. Stop. It's still that way.
She thinks she copies me all the time. She doesn't copy me all the time.
I literally have a very similar tattoo on my arm. We do all of the same things. We have all of the same orders at every restaurant.
How do you know that's not just we're similar? I don't think you're watching me and being like, ooh, how do I be as a person? Because I'm always asking you, how do I do my hair? How do I do makeup? Mm. What's going on with clothing?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just pretty easy breezy. We have our lanes. She calls me when her kids have funguses that she can't identify. And I call her when I have to look nice somewhere.
Oh, well, that was nice.
We talk a lot and we regularly circle back to see if we were offensive. We check in a lot to see if we're fine. Does that make sense?
That sounds like
we're both pretty needy, but you know, we just like are.
No, we'll like rip into each other, like making fun of each other and laugh and laugh and laugh and then be like, ooh, felt a little nasty.
Are you good?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. What is your guys' favorite stylish and comfy shoes from Madison Stennett?
Stylish and comfy. Are you going to say Birkenstocks?
I don't know if that's stylish, but it's comfy and my favorite.
Yeah.
I also like Chacos, but also not stylish.
Also questionable on the style. I got my first pair of Birkenstocks, real ones. I've only done the knockoffs. I don't know if I've mentioned that on here, but the Strugs have been begging me to get a real pair for a long time. And they're okay. They're not as comfortable as the knockoffs right now, but I think that maybe I have to, like, what's the word? Wear them out?
Break them in.
That's it.
Break them out.
Break them out. Wear them out.
Break it on.
You won't be able to wear them out, first of all.
That's like what I'm excited about. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you will be able to wear them out because I've got a sheen on mine from the sweat.
She has very sweaty feet, though.
It's Kate's fault that it's taking me this long to get a pair of real ones because all I picture is like sloshy, wet Birkenstocks.
Well, that's her situation. Mine are never like that.
that's what the Strugs say, that this is a Kate problem and that I should... I should try it. So I'm about a month in.
What'd you get?
I just got the regular ones, like with the big buckle.
The two Arizona straps?
The two straps, yeah. The Arizona, to start with. Because those are the knockoff ones I'd been getting. And I am excited that I'm not going to have to replace them every year because the sole, you know, is gone or whatever. Ooh, those are
Check
cute.
Out this baby. I got a new one. This one's, they told me the name and I forget. But it's just a one strap
with a
like a slide with a big old buckle.
That's very like dressy. You could like wear that with dresses.
That's what I got it for. It's their business casual Birkenstocks. And like the profile of them is a little less bulky, chunky.
Yeah. Oh, we're feminine. Doing a show and tell of our Birkenstocks.
Well, when we were in Arizona, we went to the Shoe Mill, which is on Mill Avenue in Tempe, where our mom always used to make us go, and we hated it because it was like so boring to go to a shoe store.
These ugly old lady shoes, and we walked in there like skipping,
like oh my gosh, I'm so excited! Here. You've made it in life.
So these are braided.
Too.
I've never seen a braided Birkenstocks. I've only seen braided knockoffs, and I won't wear knockoff Birkenstocks.
Understood.
But I don't know what they're called, but I love them.
Does it have a, what's that detail? Edition. Is that a metal detail at the top part?
No, it's plastic.
Oh, cute.
But also this is white, like a cream, which that's not usually what it
You're
is.
Right.
But they're both limited edition. So.
Oh, gosh, that makes me feel like I need to go get it right now.
I know. We'll link to them. Hopefully we'll find the same exact ones. Because I think the part that's limited is like the details of like the buckle, the metal,
okay,
that type of stuff.
But I've also never seen braided Birkenstocks, so I don't know.
It's true. Maybe they were testing them.
Can I tell you that there is no break in this piece of leather? Nowhere is there a cut. So I don't know how they... do you know how they do that, Rebecca?
Hold it up closer.
There's no cut anywhere. So how do you do that?
Oh, there is a trick to it. We played around with making bracelets like that. out of leather. I can't remember how to do it, but there is like a twisty little like trick to make that happen. It's pretty cool.
Because I just stare at it and wonder.
Wonder.
Life's Some people mysteries. Like learn another language, but I'm just like staring at this piece of leather. How? How? Why, okay. God? Just kidding. Gosh,
wow. Save that for Frank Faith. Okay, oh, but boy. We've got to mention other things besides Birkenstocks.
Oh, sure, okay. Sure.
I really like my Rothy's tennis shoes a lot. Those are super comfortable. I have just those white Rothy's. And then I really like Rocket Dogs. Do you remember? I feel like those were from my high school years, and they're back on Zulily.
Yeah.
And they come in really fun colors, like florals and like plaids, and then just regular colors too. But I've been very surprised. I go to those a lot, like just to slip on really quick. So those are mine.
Are the Rocket Dogs, I second Rothy's, but mine are they're like a slip-on, they're not the like lace-up type tennis shoes. They're just I don't know.
They're the tennis shoes without laces, right?
They basically are like shaped like a van.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are so comfortable. The day that I got them, I walked around the Phoenix Zoo, and I did have one blister, as to be expected.
With new shoes.
They were very comfortable.
Yeah, when Rothy's gave us some credit, I bought dumb ones. I've always regretted it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Which ones did you buy so people can avoid them?
Well, they weren't dumb. First of all, I don't like dial-ish things, apparently. They were just like booties, but I don't wear those.
Oh.
So I bought dumb ones for me. I should have just bought the slip-ons.
Yeah.
I really like when you say booties.
Me too. That came out really...
What are you supposed to say?
I don't know. You hit the B hard or something?
You did.
Just very much sounds like a boot, like a butt.
But if I kind of swallow the B, it sounds like a shoe.
Booty.
Booty.
Booty. A booty.
Booty.
Booty. It's like in Chinese where you put the accent on different parts to mean different words.
Sure.
Is that true. How it works?
Not exactly, but okay. We'll go with it.
Rocket Dogs. You talking about tennis shoe Rocket Dogs? Because I have all kinds of different Rocket Dogs.
Oh, yeah. I've only tried tennis shoes. They have sandals and things, too.
I'm thinking of a different one. It's called Blowfish.
Oh. Never mind.
And those are not comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
This has been a good shoe talk.
Wasn't there a dog named Rocket Man?
Yes.
We've already talked about this. We can't go back.
Okay, sorry.
We are only going forward as we look back. Wait, why are we doing this? It's our birthday.
Oh,
I forgot to put that in the script.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy 7th birthday.
It feels like we should be way older than that.
Well, Emily really is the one that's had all the
y'all
years.
Are riding on my coattails. I'm the queen of this castle.
It's true.
No, just kidding.
All right. That's what this will be named.
Okay. I think, though, I remember when I was thinking, okay, make it 10 episodes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's everyone's coffee order?
At home or at Starbucks?
Let's go Starbucks.
Okay.
Let's get a grande Americano.
Is this like a fun day or a normal day?
That's mostly just what I get, no matter what. If it's a fun day, I add half and half.
Living on the edge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, a normal day for me would be I iced coffee, hold the classic syrup, add 4 pumps of no sugar vanilla, and 2 pumps of white mocha.
Very good. That's a fun one.
I love how you take out the sugar and the vanilla, and white mocha is like so sugary. It's sugar, more sugary than regular mocha. I'm glad that you.
But she's only doing the two pumps, she took out the classic.
It's true. I love it.
Listen, it's the way I.
It's called balance, is what
it's
it
balance.
Is.
It's so. Yeah.
I like on a regular day, I go venti Americano.
Okay, I do venti too. I was just embarrassed to say that.
Oh, yeah. I go Trenta if I can do it on anything.
What is the biggest cup? The bin that you make the mocha in? Can I have that. It in that?
Hot venti Americano, light cream, 3 stevia, and cinnamon powder.
Wow.
That's a regular day. Because you know what? It tastes like a latte, but it's a little cheaper.
Mm.
And I don't like all the milk. And then Americanos have the extra shot. Next, on a fun day, I'm going to go venti iced chai. Add 3 scoops of matcha. It'll blow your face off. But I tell them only do half the pumps of chai. But it's so good because it's a little cinnamony and it's a little grassy. It's very good.
You lost me at grassy.
So I was with Katie in Arizona and she ordered that at a coffee shop. And I was like, are you just trying to be creative because maybe don't do that. That sounds terrible. And it was good.
It was good.
I was really very good. Surprised. I'm not a huge matcha fan.
Me neither. I would never get a plain matcha.
Okay.
But also, plain chai is like, oh,
I like plain chai.
Pop one scoop of matcha in it. If you don't like it, you can really just say, I'm sorry, can I have this again? Not that we have enough time to hang out in a Starbucks for infinity, right. But try it and they'll remake it for you and they won't give you a hard time.
Okay. I get my drink the way that I do because it's cheaper than a white mocha. So when you said that, it made me remember why I started doing that.
So good.
I did have my first pumpkin spice latte with Lane. We do a picture every single year.
Yeah. Have you tried the new fall drinks that they have? Like the apple caramel latte, I think it is?
Macchiato. I just tried it.
Was it good?
It was good.
It was very good. Yeah.
I love apple.
Yeah, the apple one's very good because the caramel on the bottom is apple flavor.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very sweet.
It is.
I feel so bad for those baristas. There's so much to remember.
They just keep adding ingredients.
I thought it was bad when I worked there, but it is nothing like it is now. It was. No. Okay. So to circle back, my fun day drink is whatever they
current
promoting.
Special. Yeah.
But I love the oat milk, brown sugar
yes,
oat milk.
That I was going to say that
so
too.
So good. Mm-hmm. So that would actually be a fun one. But anything
if
apple.
I'm ever getting milk in a drink there, I always go oat milk because hot almond milk is so disgusting.
It is really gross.
Wow. What is it? It's like breast milk.
There's something really foul about hot almond milk.
Yeah. Interesting.
Or maybe just Starbucks hot almond milk. I don't know.
Okay. I've listened back, but I'm still not clear on how y'all met. Please help me. This is really hard for people. Linda Simpkins. Emily and I grew up in the same house. Emily and Rebecca met on the internet. On Instagram, liked each other. Emily invited Rebecca onto the podcast.
As a guest.
Right, to interview.
Yeah. We just had so much fun.
But then Emily wanted a little pivot in the show, and she's like, I just want to add some people.
I was just tired of doing it by myself. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. So then Rebecca came on for Problem Solved, like once a month.
Yeah.
And then Emily was like, I'm a quit this whole thing. And then we're like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
We will hold your arms up like Moses. Oh, is that sweaty? Yes.
Hold your arms up a little bit and let that dry out.
And then, we swooped in. First I started doing assistant things because I was like, oh, I'm so bored of this house. I don't have anything to do. And she was like, oh, I'm going to hire an assistant. Do you want to be my assistant? I was like, yeah, I sure do. Then I slowly started editing. Then I started coming on the show.
With Struggling Sisters.
Because Emily wanted to really quit. Yeah, I was Struggling Sisters and we just did Patreon together.
Oh, so you guys stepped in as ways to not quit.
Every single time.
I love it.
So really, we can thank Kate for the 7 years.
Well, the last couple, I've been boosting it up. That's for sure.
You sure have been.
As like a, I didn't want you to quit, especially when it was just you. You were doing just M. I was getting so much from it. I didn't want it to end.
Mm, you're sweet.
I am sweet. Like a caramel macchiato.
Mm-hmm.
Makes my teeth hurt.
Oh, can I say something about being sweet? My friend, we have a friend group text, and she texted us that her 12-year-old daughter found her candy bra in the closet. And first of all, I didn't know this existed, but it's basically like a candy necklace, but made like a bra. And there's a disclaimer on the package that says, if your sugar high lasts longer than 4 hours, please go see a doctor. I've never seen a sugar disclaimer before.
Is it like special or drugs?
It's not. It's just right. It's not like like special brownies or anything. It's just sugar.
It's not like marijuana.
At first I was appalled and shocked. And then I was like, I feel like sugar should be equal to marijuana and drugs. Like, it's just as addictive. And yet we have like candy shops on the corner the same way we could have heroin shops for, you know, we shouldn't,
wow.
I think. So I was glad that there was a disclaimer on there. Like, watch out for how much you eat. If your sugar high lasts longer than 4 hours, go see a doctor.
This is not where I expected any of this to go.
I am surprised that we, I really expected us to be talking about this bra for longer than we did.
Yeah, you went sugar. I went, why are we eating bras?
I would like the Strugs in the Facebook group to write in about how many of you have a candy bra, because I didn't know that was, I mean, I've heard of it. Like, I've, you know, if you like go to a rave or something, is your friend,
she's not a raver,
Coachella, or
she's like a very conservative Christian girl.
With a candy bra.
With a good sex life, as all Christian conservative women should.
Well, they should, and they can. How long does the candy bra last? Like, does it slowly, like, stop working, or does it...
Depends on how fast he is.
Yeah, how fast he can eat it.
So how much of this bra did this kid eat?
Oh, they didn't eat any. She just found it in the closet and asked if they could eat it, if they could eat the candy. So I'm not sure they made the connection to, like, what it was, but it was funny that they found it. And then she sent a picture of the package, because we're all like, what is a candy bra? I was picturing, like, gummy nipples or something.
Are we made of, like, are we talking licorice? Or are we talking, like, a sheet mask?
I'll send you the actual picture so you can see.
No, I see it. It's what I was thinking. Just like those necklaces.
Yep.
But almost looks like it's like you'd knit it or something.
Yeah.
Like if you like were to make a sweater bra, that's it. $14 on Amazon. We'll add that to the store.
I'm sending it to you guys so you can see.
Oh, they also have pouches.
Pouches?
If you know what I mean.
Oh,
for guys.
Do you see the picture I sent you? We can put that in the show notes.
Yeah.
It doesn't give away any incriminating evidence of who my friend was.
Until I tag her. Just kidding. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Miss Potts says, we know what you're good at, but what is something that you're not good at?
Just in general?
Yeah, I feel like all we talk about is failures.
I know.
And how we're spending those.
Cooking, grocery shopping, living.
Being nice. I feel like I'm bad at being nice.
Relaxing. I can't relax to save my life.
Oh, right. Letting there be a mess that stays.
Yeah.
My kids lately, I've been trying to, like, not say it, but I already will, like, have my hand up in the air and, like, be having it come out of my mouth, and then I'll stop and then turn around, and my kids are like, Mom's broken. I don't know what she's doing. What she's trying to do is chill out, friends. Go with it.
Okay. You want to keep going on this?
No.
Keep talking about the things we're bad at? Okay. Let's keep it light with this one. Van Ray Tishe. These names are hard on Instagram. Please share more about the late mom of Kate and M. Alcohol and So Loved. If possible, share more. I thought that this one was interesting because somebody picked up on a lot of love for mom.
Yeah, the hard childhood.
We have a lot of great memories. Yeah, but also what's going on with the alcohol. Which I have a hard time, like, talking negatively about people. I don't feel sad about it. So it's not that. So M, take it away.
I was like, okay.
I just think that it was very complicated. It was both things equally.
That's what I think is important to remember. It's both and in a lot of, I don't want to say abusive, but unhealthy relationships. There are good parts, which is why people stay. You know, we didn't have a choice. We were kids. We had to stay. But I guess we could have lived on Mill Avenue, where all the runaways lived.
At the shoe mill.
By shoe mill. Yeah. But we didn't.
Because there's genuinely so many amazing memories. A lot of music. A lot of laughter. A lot of home-cooked meals. Genuine.
She did make things special for us. There was some...
Oh, so special.
But I think that her background was not being very nurtured by her mom. And so she didn't do a lot of nurturing. Like, I wasn't able to, like, ask about my concerns or share my feelings, or there wasn't a lot of honesty about real things that would have been important and helpful to me as a kid. There wasn't the liberty to speak freely about
not
all
a lot
topics.
Of growth.
Yeah,
we weren't able to grow it kind of emotionally, and she just didn't have the tools to foster that.
Yeah, because she wasn't able to grow. So, and we're going to be talking in a future episode about feelings, but I think a lot of times we get so afraid of feeling feelings that we just kind of shut it down. And she just had it, she had it on lockdown, feelings. And so we got really good at anticipating her possible discomforts as they were arising and mitigating those so that we weren't made to be uncomfortable because she was uncomfortable. So there was a lot of love, but there was a lot of no fly zones, a lot of bombs that we had to try to navigate around to make things stay fine.
Would she like explode in anger, or how did you know that you needed to avoid those things?
She would just shut down emotionally. And so there was a lot of like emotionally, like just neglect in okay. that way. That would be the thing. Just silence, which I think for a kid is just as bad, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't know when it was going to end. Like, there was no predictability about it. And
so she would just ignore you for like until the episode was over for her, or?
Yeah, but sometimes it was days. There was no eye contact. There was no.
Oh, interesting.
Good night. No, bless you when you sneeze. No,
okay.
Nothing yeah. like that. I don't remember touch. I don't remember deep conversations. As if they were on off limits topics.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It just got confusing is all.
Yeah.
It was confusing.
But because children are so adept at learning and figuring out how to survive, it was also very clearly laid out. So in some ways it was confusing, but in some ways you knew exactly what every look meant, what every, you know, situation you could see, oh, that's not going to be good for mom, so it's not gonna be good for us. So how can I stop doing what I'm doing and make sure that mom's comfortable, to make sure that she's not mad at me for that other thing making her uncomfortable?
Yeah, makes sense. Where did the alcohol play in? And if you want to stop talking about this, we can. I just
Our dad had a lot of the alcohol. There was okay. alcohol and substance abuse. And to be honest, I don't pick up on that stuff. I'm kind of a dummy when it comes to any of those things. I just think everybody's happy or weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, wow, you're in a weird mood and it's making your eyes look different. How interesting is that? And then I just
did you just eat a candy bar? It's very like I think the alcoholism, it was very almost like secretive, but it's the substance abuse is all over our family.
Mm-hmm.
But it just is kind of, it was kind of like never happened it for me. I like didn't see it, but it was mm-hmm. there.
Very downplayed and like ignored. So you would have one beer, but really that was like way more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like if you open the door to our house, you wouldn't be like, whoa, there's like stuff going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a little quiet and a little sad, mm-hmm. you know?
And the things that we needed, like lunch money and shoes, weren't there, but the beer mm-hmm. and the wine and the cigarettes and all that stuff was very there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. It's a bad feeling, but that's what it was. And the cool thing is, like, we're very open with our kids and they can ask anything about anything at any time. And we're like down to answer it and happy to have it. And I think I was talking to Katie the other day, like I was mad when I first started having kids that I could make a face that was supposed to stop traffic. And my kids were like, we don't care about that. You know, they like wouldn't, mom would control us with her facial expressions because you knew what was coming was so upsetting that you were on like high alert at all times. Well, my kids are not on high alert and they couldn't care less about what faces I make. And so that is growth. That makes me
She's
happy.
She's talking about like the mom look.
Yeah.
Like some people give the mom look and their kids react. And some people do it and they're like, what's going on with your face?
Yeah. Did you smell something weird? So there's growth. And I'm glad for that. And I wish that she had that, and she actually, I mean, we all grow, and she grew, but we're taking it further, and mm-hmm. I'm glad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have a nicer question?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I want to say one more thing. I think that some of the honesty is probably upsetting to people. Like, when people are very honest about their situations, sometimes I feel upset, especially when it comes to, like, abuse. I think that because there was so much time where we really weren't allowed to, like, express ourselves, like Emily was saying, growth, I think that expressing ourselves is just part of the growth. And so coming back to it is, I don't know, it's therapeutic, right? And it mm-hmm. shows that growth in us when we can talk about it.
Well, and it shows growth to not be mad at her. I'm not mad at her.
Yeah,
she was doing the best totally. She could. And I honestly would have thrown in the towel way before. Her situation was garbage, with three kids, no money, no prospects, living in a terrible house.
She was tough. And to think about all the times that she turned it on, which was so many times.
To, like, do great stuff.
Yeah. To memory making and doing so much with so little.
We had relay races in the front yard. We made Christmas ornaments out of things we found in the front yard. Like,
turning the whole house into a haunted house.
Aww.
Like, the whole house.
She, for the neighborhood. And it was crazy. She could have worked for the movies. She made a dead guy in the bathroom that was so scary. Like, literally, like, made his whole face. Anyway, yeah. She did amazing things.
I think it shows growth that you guys can say, this is what happened in my childhood, yet I love this, you know, I loved this woman, and these are all the great things. That I feel like that is like health right there versus being stuck in, my childhood is terrible, and this is why I have all these problems, you know? Like,
yeah, and she's terrible. She's not terrible.
And she was a terrible mom. Like, that's not true of hardly anybody, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, amazing mom, bad circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We are fans of any product that makes our curly hair routine easier, and that's why we're so into the new custom styling gel from Pros. It's the first custom clean, multi-use styling gel that truly gives you a lasting hold and the freedom to style your own hair however you choose. If you're a gel skeptic, hear us out. This one is versatile and great for naturally curly hair. Why? Because it's made to order for your hair texture, your city, and your life. Pros uses an in-depth consultation to customize every product in your routine. My gel is made based on my quiz answers, and I'm really impressed with its performance. And look, we are females, we have all struggled with gel. Some of them are too crunchy. Sometimes you gotta combine a couple gels to get it right. That's a lot of work. But with Pros, no matter what look you go with, styling gel helps you lock in moisture, prevent shrinkage, and protect against humidity. It just might be the gel of your dreams. Pros Custom Styling Gel lets you curl outside the lines. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your customized gel and your entire order today. Go to pros.com/MSW. That's PROSE.com/MSW for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. What's the first thing you do when you wake up? Is it check up on your credit score? Didn't think so. At Chime, that's exactly what they do, though. With their secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start to build credit with your own money. Chime reports your payments to the credit bureaus to help you build credit over time. Their members see an increase of 30 points on average. All of this with no annual fees, large security deposits, or credit checks to apply. To start your credit journey with Chime, sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at Chime.com/MSW. That's Chime.com/MSW. The Chime Builder Credit Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to a license from Visa USA. Chime checking accounts and $200 qualifying direct deposits required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact score may vary, and some user scores may not improve. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply except at MoneyPass ATMs in a 7-Eleven or any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATMs.
Okay, can you retell the Emily waxing her legs at a picnic story?
Oh,
Megan Gillespie. That was hilarious. I don't remember how it happened, and there's no way I'd be able to find that story
and
anywhere.
And why you were doing it?
We were in the front yard of Amber's house, and we were having a picnic where everyone just brought whatever, if I
Amber's
remember
a neighbor.
Correctly. Amber's a neighbor. And she, I don't know, I think I just had really hairy legs. As you do if you're me and you don't like getting ready. It just feels like a waste of time. So I rolled up looking like I didn't have a house. And I think she was like, oh, well, I wax. And I was like, oh, I've never done that. And so I think she just went in our house because we were in our front yard and just pulled out the wax. And there we had it.
Did you do the whole leg or just
Here's
one
the
strip?
Deal. They saw a need and they met it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's what friends do. Even if it's over the potato salad. Just kidding. I don't think we pulled it out over the...
Oh, there was some food involved.
We were sitting at a picnic in the front yard. And so the waxing also happened also at the blanket of the picnic in the front yard.
That's gross.
I think we just did one because I think we just wanted to... I was like, oh, I just want to try it out. She's like, oh, no, it's super easy because I thought you had to like do it. Get a pot and heat it up and you know what I mean? Like they do with the waxing places. Yeah. I thought it was like involved. And she's like, no, it's super simple. It's just a strip.
So. And it really worked?
Yeah. Oh,
I never tried that kind. I get the pot.
It feels like a lot
on
of
your
work.
Legs?
I potted up. Nope, on the bikini line.
Oh, and you can pull that off yourself? I can't make myself do that.
You know how sweaty I am?
Yeah.
It just slips right
it's
off?
Really sweaty. I'm just so hot the whole time. I'm freaked out and there's a lot of yelling, but it does a great job.
Oh, man.
Yep. Okay. Erin, mom of many, says, do people in your real life bring up stuff that you've shared on the podcast?
I don't think anybody that I know listens.
Same. My mom and Neil listen often and bring things up, but that's it.
Neil. Does he miss the podcast?
Oh, he's listening every Monday.
Oh, he can still listen where he is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Hey, Neil. I was at a wine thing the other day. Oh, I told you this already. And this girl was like, oh, yeah, like on the podcast. I was like, oh, my gosh, you listen. It's and I always just I think I just really discourage people from listening because it feels embarrassing.
Sure.
I always feel like maybe my friends listen and just don't tell me because I would feel, you know how you're always embarrassed that you might be saying something again that you've already told someone? Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like
telling a story twice or whatever.
Yeah. And they've just never been like, oh, I've heard that story already.
Okay. The Ellen Man Five. Oh, these names. If the three of you could go on a trip anywhere in the world together, where would you go? Never thought about this one before.
With us together.
Just the three of us.
Well, I guess we would not pick Ohio, which was the last place that we went. I mean, that was fun.
Been there, done that.
But I just think if we could go anywhere, we wouldn't. We only picked that out of convenience.
Right.
I think that's the only reason people go to Ohio.
No offense. That's not true. There's a lot of listeners in Ohio for real.
Oh.
And our place was real cute.
It was really real cute.
I just don't know anything about Ohio. It's my ignorance. So calm down, everyone. I don't know. I would like to go to Italy, Spain.
Okay. Yep.
I could see doing Europe with you guys because I don't want to do Europe with my kids.
No way. Yeah.
All right. I do.
You do.
But again, too.
Yeah. I need them to get a little bigger.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know. Here's the deal. My kids have broken themselves, and so nobody could walk around at all. My son just broke his toe, and my daughter has a knee problem.
Oh,
so
no.
They broke in. I can't go to Europe with them.
Yeah. Well, you know that that's not going to last forever. They're not, those things will heal.
That's true.
But if we were leaving tomorrow, you're right. They couldn't come with
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd let you guys come instead.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. So do you guys want to go? We could do favorite strategy to struggle well that they have learned along the way, or what team they're on. We'll do both.
Did you tally up the teams? See who went, who won?
No, that's not what it's about for me, Rebecca.
What is it about then?
It's really cute. They have a lot of sweet answers. Okay, so favorite strategy to struggle well that people have learned throughout the 7 years. Oh, Heidi Fontes just says she didn't understand the assignment. But we'll let it pass. Just thank you. Aww. Your podcast never leaves me feeling like a failure, but gives doable things.
I love that.
Lynn says, re-listening to Mom Struggling Well episodes through the night when I can't sleep.
Aww.
That's her strategy to struggle well, which is nice. Haley Blakely says, realizing that if I don't get it all right, I can still get a perspective shift out of it and continue.
It's good.
Mandy Crosby, favorite strategy to struggle well, tossing vacation laundry in the wash as soon as you get home.
Love doing that. Makes me so happy.
Life in Bits and Pieces says, making time for me. That's great.
That's really cool.
M. Walden says, Zoloft. Well, M, I've outed you. Because of you guys, I realized mom rage can be fixed. Praise hands.
Yes. Oh,
that's so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I just started Zoloft this morning.
I thought you were on something already.
I'm on Boost Bar for anxiety.
Right. Okay.
And apparently I need a little something more because I'm like, this is either not working or I've gone crazy beyond all belief. And they're like, I think that's what it is.
No.
So we're adding to my cocktail.
I thought you weren't going to take it. You decided to?
Yeah, I decided to. Yeah, I thought on it for a week.
It's good. So I lowered mine and I can cry now and I'm happy, but I'm not depressed. So it was a really good. I've reached the therapeutic levels.
You're on Zoloft, Rebecca?
Yeah, I am.
And Em, you're on what?
It's called Prestique, desvenlafaxine.
Okay.
It's a SNRI, serotonin and norepinephrine. Y'all's are serotonin.
SSRIs. I believe.
Yeah.
Well, what is your extra thing for?
I don't know. It just works better for some people than...
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Than what y'all have. The side effects, it's harder to get off of it. That's the only thing I know.
Mm.
And it is super hard to get off of it. But just tapering down, I tapered down by half slowly over several months. And I like it. I like being able to have feelings.
Good.
That's great.
Yeah.
I don't have any adults around me right now, so I told my supervisor. But we work in mental health, so it was like such a normal conversation.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I'm starting an SSRI tomorrow, so if I'm crazy, you're the only person that sees me, so just give me a little boop that it's not going great. And she's like, okay.
You walk in looking like one of those really angry, scared cats or whatever. She's like, SOS.
With a pill bottle. Yeah. Okay. Nicole 462 says, it sounds silly, but just the concept of struggling well has deeply resonated with me.
Mm, me too, man. I will never forget the second that someone said that to me, I went into the bathroom and bought the URL. Because I was like, Struggling well is a thing? That made such a difference to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what were you going
to
say?
You're quick to buy a URL.
Love a URL purchase.
Oh my gosh. We got one that we're sitting on, too.
We do.
Mm-hmm. What?
That URL might pop up one day.
What is it? Why are you leaving me out?
You're not left out. You know about it.
We just can't say it.
I know about it?
You can bleep it out, Katie.
Okay.
Just to add to the suspense.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. You bought the URL.
Yeah. And she texted immediately. Was like, buy that. I think it was in all of our group. It wasn't just to me. Okay. Last one. J.A. Hilgo. Is this the hill you want to die on? That's a good thing to remember.
It's true.
That's an Emily thing.
I have tried to want to die on every hill. That's a lot of death.
It's a lot
of death. Let's just pick a few.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think that's an Eric thing. Isn't Eric the one that tells you that?
Yes. Eric asked if I want to die on the hill. And I'm usually like, yes. This popsicle wrapper is the hill I want to die on. I'm realizing it isn't.
Yeah, you've made a lot of changes. I've seen a lot of growth in you, lady.
Thank you.
We are ending this with whose team are they on?
Oh, sorry. Yes. I thought there was words.
All right, okay. Let me get my tally points ready.
No, don't do that.
So I'm sorry. You just said what team are you on? Because I thought you
were.
Lauren
posted.
Lauren.
Whose team are you on?
Whose team are you on? I thought it'd be funny. And someone just said, yes, many thumbs up. The question was specifically, what team are you? One of your neighbors said, well, I can't say this because it's your address, but one of your neighbors said the moms of, and then your street name.
Oh, sure.
Liz. Team all three. Each one brings humor, honesty, and vulnerability. Team struggle bus, we're all on it.
Oh, so then none of them answered correctly.
No, some people just straight up put a name in.
Love it.
Which I think is interesting. They're just like, boom, boom, boom. But a lot of people got around it, and I just thought it was so interesting. You guys want to know, like, the straight-up names, don't you?
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I just... Oh. Was it on Instagram?
Yeah, it was on Instagram.
I don't have the login, so I can't go look.
Sorry. You'll never know.
Oh, it wasn't public.
No, answers are not public. They're hidden in my
phone. They're
hidden. Oh. M. So here's one for M. M, her sense of humor seems to be the closest to mine. Rebecca is why I began. I'm Team Rebecca, but I stay because M is relatable and Kate is caring.
Aw, that was a sweet one.
It is sweet. Team Everyone. Someone says, M, she's honest and knowledgeable. Rebecca, she's relatable and humble. Kate, she's kind and empathetic.
Aw.
Those are all true.
Mary Sharp Johnson, I want all of you or none of you at all.
That's my favorite one.
Okay, we'll end it on that one. All right, guys, we will be back next week over on Patreon with a bit of an announcement. So make sure that you stay tuned for that. If you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found on the gram. Our show's page is at Mom Struggling Well. I'm at Kate Ordway.
I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
And I'm at Hey Emily Thomas.
Bye.
Bye.
Because we're all in this together. Just mom struggling well.
Yeah, okay, here I am.
We're back today, but we're not here with another interview with strategies to add to your struggle to... This is confusing.
excuse my phlegm today. Oh, Lord. I ain't quit the podcast. I'm so sorry. We got a lot of alarms in the morning.
We need everybody to stop and brush your teeth.
Don't knock my system because it works.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I'm just getting something. This is her room, so. Also, I let
them. Is that a Harry Potter box set?
Yeah, the illustrated edition.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I let them stay home from school today. Sorry, Neil. He would not approve of that.
Why would you do that? It's so much more work for you.
Well, I was going to let one stay home because he has a sore throat, and then the others convinced me to let them stay home too.
Oh my gosh.
And I was a sucker.
Mental health day.
Yeah.
That's really nice. If my kids, we were up the other day until almost midnight, and I made them go to school the next day because I wanted to sleep.
I get it. Yeah.
I'm such a jerk.
They're resilient. I'm old.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.